Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Lake effect snow is expected to continue to pound Cattaraugus and Chautauqua counties through tomorrow night. John Hitchcock of the National Weather Service says parts of the southern tier could see another 10 to 20 inches of snow in the next 24 hours. But like most of the weekend, the snow will not touch several parts of the region.
The line got up to, I would say, roughly Clinton Street. So far south Buffalo had over a foot of snow, 1 to 2 feet, along the Lackawanna line and extending out to just south of the airport. So in Lancaster, practically nothing in North Lancaster, and over a foot in South Lancaster. So a very, very sharp line on the northern edge.
Now, according to reports from last night, Casadega recorded the heaviest snow pile this weekend with 47.6 inches. Meanwhile, the Buffalo Niagara International Airport saw only an inch of snow. And, of course, there are several closings of school districts throughout the southern tier. Also closed from, or I should say canceling classes today, are Hilbert College and also SUNY Fredonia. The price of gasoline continues to fall. According to the AAA of Western and Central New York, the average price in Buffalo for a gallon of unleaded gasoline is $3.18. That's down 3 cents from last week. The national average price also fell 3 cents in the last week and now stands at $3.05 per gallon. The New York State average is $3.16. 1 year ago, that price was $3.55. Diesel prices also remain low. The New York State average at $3.87.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.